And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar.
And today we welcome back Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. Marilyn, how's Palm Beach County doing?
It's doing great. You know, we have beautiful weather and we have things going on every single day. And, you know, it's more than one thing a day. It's like three or four or five.
I bet.
So we are in season.
All right. Let's hear about it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think your listeners will be really interested in hearing about is that every year our Palm Beach Photographic Society does this event called Photo Fusion. And it brings in photographers and people who love photography from all over the world. And there's more than 100 seminars and workshops and lectures and panel discussions. It's a five-day event. And if you're an amateur photographer and want to learn more, if you're a pro and you want to somehow finesse your skills, this is the place to go. And this year, there's going to be two community events. And the first one is on the 22nd from 6 to 8. And it's an opening reception for an amazing show called Women of Vision, National Geographic Photographers on Assignment. And what the show is, it highlights the work of 11 influential journalists. And these are the big, bold names in photographing cultures and far-flung destinations and social issues and things of that nature. It's free, open to the public. You're going to see great photography, and the great photography is going to see you because it's great people watching. And then for the first time, they're doing something called Photo Vision, and it's down at the waterfront on the Great Lawn. And what they're doing is they have seven photographers who are going to show short films. And the films will be broadcast outdoors. The seven photographers will be there, and after the showing of each one of the short films, they're going to have panel discussion. Again, free for everybody, a great event outside on that great lawn, beautiful weather. It's what this area is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Another really interesting event is coming up at the Murakami Museum in Delray Beach. And this is going to be on December 17th. It's all about the kimono. And the kimono is really, really interesting because it comes from the 17th century in Japan. And the first kimonos were very, very simple. And then they became more and more elaborate with the rise of the middle class. And so this certain class in Japan, you know, it was always sort of like samurais were the ones that would have the most elaborate kimonos. And then as the merchant class increased in affluence, they couldn't spend their money the same way the samurais could, but they could buy more and more expensive clothes. So the kimonos became very, very elaborate with embroidery and pearls and so on and so forth. And so on January 17th, you can go to the Murakami Museum and find out how to properly wear a formal kimono and learn about the versatility of what is an iconic garment. And there's no reservations required. It's $5 with the admission to the museum. While you're there, you can stroll the gardens. And I highly recommend the sesame noodles in the restaurant.
Beautiful.
It's very interesting that they always say that art reflects life. And so now up here in Palm Beach County, the ban on same-sex marriages has been repealed, and we have been having a flurry of weddings. And at the same time, the Wick Theater is presenting The Caja Full. Of course, you know that this is a very well-beloved musical that came from a 1973 French farce and then was made into a movie that for 10 years was the top foreign film in the U.S. And then there was the remake called Birdcage, the Mike Nichols remake with Robin Williams in it. And so this production at the Wick Theater stars Leroy Reams and Walter Charles, both of whom appeared in the show on Broadway. So I would call the theater and get a ticket before February 15th. The library here in West Palm Beach, Mandel Public Library, has all kinds of programming, and they have something really, really interesting. They're doing a special song and story performance by the award-winning Barbara Cecil and Keith Torgan of the Green Golly Project. And the name of this program is Now We Can Sing. And it's a musical event that's centered on music that was banned to Jewish musicians by the Nazis in the 1930s. And so Barbara Cecil is the flautist, singer, songwriter, really, really interesting. There's some cabaret songs, there's Bach, there's Copland, Gershwin, and it's on January 25th from 2 to 3 p.m. The Delray Beach Center for the Arts has got their free Friday concerts at the Pavilion in full swing, and on January 16th they'll have Bushwood, which is a reggae rock kind of group. January 23rd, Gallo's Tribute to Santana, and January 30th, the B Street Band, which is the Bruce Springsteen tribute band. Shakespeare. for the first time outdoors in Palm Beach Gardens at the Veterans Plaza Outdoor Theater from 7 to 9 o'clock. You can see A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's a fast-paced production by Trent Stevens, who kind of consolidates the work. It's free. The people that live in the Ballin Isles community, they have a charitable foundation. They raise the money to put this on for the community. It's January 16th and 17th. It's bound to be great.
Marilyn, so much more going on in Palm Beach County, but where can we find out more info about these and other events?
Just visit palmbeachculture.com.
Great weekend to you. Thank you so much, Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs.
Thank you.
And if I may, let me mention movie nights at the New World Soundscape continue every Wednesday, coming up Wednesday, January 21st, from 1963, Bye Bye Birdie. Wednesday, January 28th, Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, and coming up, Ace Ventura, The Wiz, Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Miami Rhapsody, Wednesday, in February. So that's located at the New World Center for the Arts, 517th Street on Miami Beach. That's in the park on the east side of that building. The Boys and Girls Club of Miami is planning a reunion for its alumni in early 2015. They'd like you to be there. If you're interested, call Arthur Hernandez at 305-446-9910, extension 13. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend. And please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye and joy.